Harry Reid, Trump has no chance whatsoever to be president unless he figures some way to cheat. By Jeff Poor on September 24, 2020. Thursday, during an appearance on CNN's Cuomo Primetime, former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, DNV, predicted a sweep for Democrats in November. According to the former Nevada lawmaker, Democrats will take the White House, the Senate and the House. That is, unless Trump figures some way to cheat, he said. Donald Trump knows he is going to lose the election fairly, Reid said. He is behind in every poll. This could be a change election. He is going to lose big time. Biden is going to be elected. Pelosi is going to build upon her margin in the House. We're going to take the Senate. So, he knows that. So he's flailing. When in doubt, raise your arm, wave your arms, scream, and shout. That's what he is doing. He has no chance whatsoever to be president unless he figures some way to cheat. Reid also responded to Trump's remarks earlier at a rally in Jacksonville, Florida, which credited him for the so-called nuclear option that has made Trump's judicial appointment possible. Reid's argument the use of the nuclear option at the time was used to overcome Republican filibusters of former President Barack Obama's appointments. Absolutely not, Reid replied when asked by Cuomo if he regretted ending the filibuster for judicial appointments. Let me explain just very briefly. Obama had been elected president. And they set out to do two things. Number one, he would not be re-elected, and anything Obama tried to do they would oppose. For example, the first time in history of this country, they filibustered the Secretary of Defense who, by the way, was a Republican, Chuck Hagel. They filibustered everything. We had the D.C. Circuit, second most important court in the country, 7 vacancies. They wouldn't allow us to fill them. The National Labor Relations Board, they made it so you couldn't even have a meeting there. So Obama was in a position where he was trapped, and as a result of what we did, what I did, we changed the rules to say that this isn't going to happen anymore. And as a result of that, we were able to get all of his cabinet offices filled, sub-cabinet offices filled. D.C. Circuit, we got that taken care of. And in the process, we got the Affordable Care Act passed and the most substantial change in Wall Street in the history of the country, the Dodd-Frank bill. So, that's why we did it, and I have no regret. It was the right thing to do. By the way, it is not the first time the rules have been changed. They've been changed lots of times, but it was time to do it again. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.